time of the week again. Prepare yourself for the Surveyors of Saws, the Sultans of Spaghetti, the whispers in your ears. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the What's Your Spaghetti Policy Podcast. Now, here are your hosts, Alex and Jacob.
I think it's I think cricket is an unknown sport, right? At least not here in the States. Like, I don't know anybody that plays cricket here in the States. But I just wanted, since we had somebody from a country that knows a little bit about the sport, can you explain to me, Jim Plum? Thank you for coming. What exactly is cricket?
I mean, you just said his last name. Maybe he didn't want his last name said.
I'm sorry, Jim. We'll edit that out. We'll beep it out.
No, it's cool. It's cool. I believe it's usually part of my plug for my music shit anyway, so.
But, yeah, okay. M5's going to come and get you now is what it is, right?
Yeah.
By the way, cricket's the second most popular sport in America, according to
the World Atlas. Or the world?
I'm sorry, in the world. Well, I mean, okay. What's the difference? Well,
okay. Yeah.
I'll explain that in a second as well. So someone once told me that the best way to explain cricket to an American is it's inverted baseball.
Okay.
So outs are runs. And
okay, that's fair, okay, I guess. So, yeah.
So you get loads and loads of outs in a game. And okay. You don't get, you know, obviously you get shitloads of runs in a cricket game. It's simple.
Uh-oh.
Cut out a little bit there. There we go. Okay, you're back, I think.
Nope.
Oh,
no.
God damn that fucking England.
They're shutting it down. M5 heard. Or what is the military? What is the special ops?
MI6?
MI6. MI6. That's what I'm thinking. Yeah. Oh, gosh. I can't.
Well, we're just
going to
keep going until Jim gets it right.
I'm going to read his lips.
According to worldatlas.com, I mean, I don't know how you would like decide who's a fan of what, but obviously soccer is the number one sport in the world,
which is still baffling.
3.5 billion fans. Number two is cricket with 2.5 billion fans. Do you know what number three is?
I'm going to say American baseball.
Well, no, you'd be wrong.
Oh, damn.
Baseball's not even in the top five, bro.
It's America's famous pastime. How is that possible?
Dude, if you asked me, it's like it's probably the fourth most popular out of the four in North America now. People just don't like baseball anymore, dude. It's boring.
Hello.
Hey.
Hello.
Hey.
Yeah.
Hey.
Yeah, we can.
Hey. Okay. We can get rid of that piece of shit, then. So, just to explain what happened there, I've got a nice condenser mic that I use for recording vocals and guitar and shit like that. And I forgot to put a new battery in it.
Hell yeah, dude.
That bitch has fucking died on me.
Anyways,
yeah, AirPods it is.
The third most popular sport in the world is hockey.
Okay. All right. That's fair.
Ice hockey, or does that include field hockey?
It says hockey with, weirdly, North America is not on there, but it's Europe, Africa, Asia, Australia.
I'd say, rugby? Rugby's fourth?
I mean, hockey's huge in Europe. Ice hockey's huge in Europe, right? Not necessarily where you're at, Jim, but I know like Switzerland and Denmark.
Oh, yeah.
Like those cold places. Yeah, those cold places.
Yeah, definitely.
Where they can play inside and outside. It's so cold outside. They're like, they're like, let's go inside where it's cold.
There's the Elite League in the UK as well, which is especially pretty good. We've got a team just down the road called the Nottingham Panthers.
Hell yeah. Hell
not
yeah.
Bad.
Nottingham. Nottingham.
Not in that accent, mate.
It's rounded out by tennis, volleyball, table tennis, basketball, baseball, rugby, and golf. Do you mean to tell me that American football is not in the top 10?
Oh, what was number one? I missed that.
Soccer.
Soccer, yeah.
Obviously.
Sorry. Football.
Jim, what's your football team? What's your
His soccer team?
Nottingham Forest.
Nottingham Forest, okay. Yeah, I saw that who was it yesterday that was playing? They did something. I saw a TikTok clip about it.
We got absolutely fucked in the arse yesterday by the
Liverpool.
Referee.
Liverpool was who it was.
Liverpool. Yeah.
Yes. They always fuckers. Always.
I always hear Liverpool. I don't know.
That's where the Beatles are from.
It is, yeah. It is. I'm not saying any more about that place, though, otherwise I'll get in trouble.
Nah.
They always find you. They fucking always find you.
Like, is there, like, what do you, so, there's, like, beefs in the United States where, like, people hate New Jersey. People, you know, people in the North hate the South. You know, everyone hates Iowa and North Dakota. It's weird. Well, I don't know. There's these weird, like, what's that equivalent for you?
Well, pretty much everybody hates everybody else.
Right. Well, okay.
our biggest sort of hatred is our local sort of county. So I'm in Nottinghamshire and Derbyshire is the adjoining county.
Okay.
So we hate each other equally.
So do you put your nose in the air if you like run into one of those people like at the pub or something? You're just like, ooh.
Nah, man, you just have a bit of banter on that, you know. it's worse when you're in an area like this and you see someone wearing like a Liverpool or a Manchester United or Arsenal or whatever like that shirt when they're clearly not from there.
Right.
And you know that they're just a glory hunting dickbag.
Do you think that, like, so I know there's like certain cities in the United States that have a reputation for being rowdy. Philly's up there, but it's like everywhere you go. I mean, no, it's
Philly wins and they destroy their town. So.
But that's not exclusive to Philly. It's just like over time, Philly has become like the focal point of that, but it's like everywhere. Like you do that, you know, people just get rowdy, but you know, it makes news around here. It's like, oh my gosh, they greased up the poles and they lit couches on fire and shit and whatever. But then it's like, you look at shit over in like the Middle East, you look at shit even in like your neck of the woods, and y'all like fucking kill people.
I mean,
like there's riots, people go to jail. Like,
yeah,
like, you guys are like some hooligans over there. And it's just like, but that's okay. And it's just like, I don't understand why that's okay. But
it's,
you know,
not as bad as it was. It's not as bad as it was. The sort of 80s, 90s hooliganism was peak, like real peak. If you want to get a taste of that, check out a movie called ID. I think it had Robert Carlyle in it, like one of his early
Do you
movies.
Think that like sports are kind of too serious in that sense? Because it's like at the end of the
day.
Like we let it affect our, and I think I have a theory, and I could be way off base here, but I think those people, they like really, really just like get violently drunk and whatever. Obviously, they have a lot of other issues, but I feel like gambling is such an addiction and such an issue that, you know, these people put literally all their eggs in this basket and then they lose and they just don't know how to handle it. Because you're not, there's just like certain things that the human brain is not meant, has never been like trained to deal with. You know, and
like the internet.
Well, there's that, but I just mean like this, like that sort of raw emotion, you know, because it's like, you know, you go back 300 years and you deal with, you know, you raise your family of like 17 kids. And then like when they all leave, like they don't come back home. Like this idea that, you know, you go see your parents every Sunday sort of thing, like, you know, 300 years ago in the fucking frontiers of America, like it's not how it worked. When you left and you found your wife, you wrote a letter like once or twice a year back to your family and was like, hey, you know, whatever, maybe the family comes to a funeral, maybe you go to a funeral, but like you basically don't give a shit about like your parents anymore once that happens. That's why they had 1,000 kids, right? But like death is one of those things where like we know it happens, right? Like we know it's a thing, but it's not something the human brain was ever meant to sort of like deal with. And like,
no, that sort of thinking about what's next and everything, it gets very deep, as if, like you say, we're not supposed to have to deal with it. And it's what helps us get through it. Really.
Right. And you know, it's, and Jacob doesn't like to be alone with his own thoughts when it comes to that sort of thing anyway. So,
I mean, our brains are supposed to be wired not to worry about when like death is coming around the corner, right? So, you know, but then mine doesn't. Mine's like, hey, you could probably just like slip and fall right now, break your neck. That's fine.
Well, that's a duper. What is that? That's a
Yeah, deeper, it's a duper for sure.
It's a duper, deeper seated, deeper seated issue than that, because you just have like anxiety through the roof and think about things that, you know, you just have no control over. So it's like, why waste your energy?
I mean, you know, never worried about anything in my life, you know.
Yeah, so, okay, you sound like my wife.
I'm actually like cool, calm, and collected right now.
Fucking calmer than you are. Like, I know that, you know, you guys like your fish and chips over there, and
yeah,
it's gross because I don't like vinegar and shit. But
I think it's delicious.
You don't have to have vinegar on it, man. It's not a recipe.
I don't really like fish, to be honest, but I have an issue with, you know, if you're gonna have seafood, like, it's fine if you're near a body of water, but these places that claim to have this fresh seafood, but yet they don't live near a body of water. How fresh can that be?
England is surrounded.
I'm not talking
by water,
about England
though.
Specifically. That was just my transition because they eat a lot of fish over there.
To be fair, though, check out where we are on a map. We're smack in the middle. We're in the center of the UK.
Right.
And we have got some top quality fish jobs.
Yeah, but
is about like, you're talking about Oklahoma, right? Like in Oklahoma, yeah, like what is another place? Like Nebraska.
I'm talking about like where we fucking live, Jacob. There's no
sea. We got lakes around here.
Yeah, are you gonna eat the fucking catfish in the lake that's been mutated?
I have, buddy, and it's delicious. All right, you don't think about what's in the water. You don't think about what it's.
Says the guy who thinks about death when he walks out the door.
Hey, I can separate the two. Right?
No, you can't.
I don't have to worry about what's in my fish. Okay, that's just,
mercury. Know?
Hey, just don't eat too much of it.
Is that still an issue?
Oh, fish are just loaded with mercury right now, especially in the U.S. I don't know about the U.K., Jim. I don't know how your all's fish is faring.
Well, they have food standards over there that we don't.
That's why we cannot have a lot of your food.
That's honestly, yeah, I respect it. You know,
I know, like, that every time Jim comes to the States, he just has like a whole suitcase full of junk food, and it's just like.
He gets stopped at the border every day. He gets stopped right there, and they're like, "Hey, sir, sorry, you got a lot."
So, do you bring like a separate suitcase just for that?
Yeah, we do. Yeah, we this past year we came out with three, and one of the three had an extra one inside it.
Yeah,
we could take an extra one back with junk food and souvenirs.
What's your go-to junk food? What do you bring in?
Fucking anything, man. Anything. Okay, so most people say they're either. The weaknesses are the sweet stuff or savory stuff. Mine is that I just fucking love both.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, it's Jacob's problem. So
just keep it going.
I had to like go live in the UK or overseas and I couldn't, I only had.
You wouldn't eat because there's no flavor on their food.
I'd bring the flavor there. That's what I would do. But no, I think if I had to take I bring Flavor Town to the UK is what I would do. Everything's deep fried, covered in grease. It's going to be delicious. But I think I'm bringing flavoring hot Cheetos. Out. Hot Cheetos is the one item that I would bring in a suitcase full of with me. So
you can get hot Cheetos. We're starting to get stuff like that. But a lot of the time as well, when you can get branded things like that, they're also modified. So
Standards.
Yeah, basically. Yeah, I mean,
what do you mean we can't have all this red three in our food? God, it's the best red. What? You know,
one of the fascinating ones is that if you ever get a chance to come over, try Sprite and tell me that it's not completely different, because it's so different.
When we go to Aruba, so it's a Dutch country, and their Coke is. Like, it's got a bite to it. It's I can't drink it anyway, but it's made with like real, like pure cane sugar as opposed to like whatever the shit they put in here. I don't drink soft drinks anyway, but like, it's a drastic difference. Like, and they also charge you a can that's this big. It's like fucking $4. But you know, it's also an island. So, but yeah, like, it's drastically different. So I can only imagine like going somewhere else, which brings me to another point. So I'm going to Canada, and like, we were joking that like, you could just go get like poutine and like fucking McDonald's and shit. But like, what do you all have anything special? Cause like, you go to Japan, right? They have their own like sort of menu. And I know that when I lived in DC, there was a specific McDonald's. It was a double layered McDonald's. Like, the bottom one was like American, like typical whatever, but then up top you walk up the steps and it was all Hispanic, like, you know, it was all for like I mean, they still had the regular stuff, but the entire menu was in Spanish. And I was like 10, whatever. I don't know if like they had like nachos or like tacos or burritos or like whatever. And that's not, obviously that sounds like kind of like passive aggressively racist, but that's not what it is. I mean, that is like Mexican food is, that's what it is. Like, yeah, you know, it's the fucking best. It's the best. It's the best.
It's delicious. Yeah.
So like, do you all have like specific, like anything? Do you have like a fish and chips at your McDonald's?
No. So our McDonald's is basically very similar to yours, but a much more limited menu. Much more limited menu. So okay. It double sucked. It is bad.
What's not on the menu that we have?
Crispy fried chicken. You get like your buttermilk chicken and stuff like that, don't you?
That's probably because it's not chicken.
It's like a pink goop. They kind of make like a pink goop.
You got chicken. You got nuggets, right?
Yeah, we got nuggets. Yeah. But I think, do you get the deli wraps?
No. And the deli subs. They don't serve deli meat or subs at McDonald's. You crazy?
No, I'm not talking deli meat. That's just what they call them.
Oh,
yeah. It's not legit.
They have wraps. Yeah, they have wraps at our McDonald's, right? Yeah.
So this was, I don't think they do this anymore, but they used to do the deli wrap or sandwich of the day, which was quite a good one. So they'd have sort of 7 different sandwiches that they'd do a special on each day. The sweet chili chicken one was easily the best.
Sounds good.
Easily the best. But that was like sort of just a sub sandwich. But yeah, I'm gesturing about the size of my dick for those who can't see.
Damn, that's massive.
Yeah, good job, dude. Honestly, congrats. You know,
fucking hog, dude. Yeah,
for the record, I'm also a compulsive liar. So yeah, that would just have like the crispy chicken, not crispy chicken, but more like breaded chicken on it, and then just a bit of sauce, whatever the sauce is, and some salad.
Do you guys have a special sauce over there?
Special sauce? No, a lot of
what's that one that everyone like fucking went ape shit over a couple years ago?
Szechuan.
Yeah. Nah, I haven't seen that over here. Our Chinese are a bit different as well. Because obviously, you probably know, our most popular takeaway is Indian.
Okay.
Indian and Chinese, and that's basically just a lot of really mild curry is what people go for.
You what? Okay. I was listening to NPR the other day. Random story came on. It was about buttered chicken, right? And apparently, the UK and India are currently feuding over who is the technical creator of buttered chicken, because apparently there's this whole debate about like the person who brought it to India was like, I don't know if he was like hanging out with the soldiers of the UK or whatever, but I don't know. It might not be UK, it might be another country, but basically they're having this whole feud over like who created buttered chicken, because technically speaking, it's not like an Indian dish. It was just brought over to India and they popularized it, but I don't know who did it. It's fucking delicious. All I know. I made it the other
day. I'll be honest.
God, so good.
The first place that I saw it was over in America. I'd not heard of butter chicken. And then it's just gone fucking boom.
It's good, man.
Really popular. It's mild, though. It's such a mild curry. And it's got good flavor to it. It's sort of like a korma, but without the coconut.
I want a hot curry. I keep hearing about these, like, how spicy the curry is. And I'm like, I want... give me a hot curry. I want some chicken curry, but it's got to be super duper hot. Burn me up, please.
So
I want for
that, you want something like a madras or something like that for that. But the difference between hot Indian stuff and hot Mexican stuff is that it loses a lot of its taste, and then you just end up with a flaming bumhole in the morning afterwards.
That's like everybody talks about Dave's Insanity sauce or that the bomb or whatever, the hot sauce. Like it's basically has specifically engineered this sauce to like be as hot as possible, and it's like, oh man, it's not good. It doesn't taste good at all. So, but it's hot.
Yeah.
So
all those sort of gimmicky hot sauces though, they just sort of taste like vinegar.
Yeah.
Just like really vinegary, hot, burn your mouth out, nothingness really. So
it's just there for the hot factor. It's not really there's no flavor to it whatsoever.
Of course. And a lot
Jack
of
will be like, oh yeah.
I mean, I'm just saying, you got to have some flavor. You know, it's not good if it's just, like, burning your tongue, you know?
Well, the hot Indian stuff is usually when a bunch of dipshits are out on a night out and pretty loaded from plenty of beers. And then it's, oh, give me the Austin you got.
Really stick it to them. It's like, hey,
which they do. They do.
I don't like curry. I don't like. I just don't like it. It's not. Dude, man. It's not a. It's like I don't like cumin. It's like not a spice that sets well with me. So
cumin's a weird flavor and smell.
Yeah,
I love it.
Isn't that what curry is made out of?
No, it's made out of curry powder and whatnot, right?
Well, it's a lot of cumin powder, bro.
Coriander. Cumin, it's like,
it's a very overpowering, potent smell, and I don't like it. And it just like instantly just makes me like turn my head. Got a super sense of nose, anyways. I made the mistake yesterday of I've got those Jack busts, and I had to put a finishing coat on there, and I was like, yeah, I'll do this in this really small enclosed space.
Indoors, no ventilation. I'm surprised he's even here with us today. He didn't just pass out while he was doing it. Dude.
I had a massive headache, dude. And it was literally took me less than 10 minutes, just like, you know, and it's in the one part that, like, you know, it's kind of ventilated, but not really. But then it was just like you could smell it coming up the steps, and it was just like I just had a massive headache. And it was because it was the whole thing. It's like, oh, it's safety. It's like, well, I didn't want to take everything downstairs and go outside and it's dark and I couldn't see.
You've done it in the garage. Just
I didn't have fucking time. I did not want to take it downstairs.
I guess it's fair.
They're very delicate little things.
At least put a fan in the room, you know?
It was just the whole thing. I was like, this won't take long. And then after the third one, I was just like, this is a bad idea, but I'm pot committed. Got to do it. I got to finish it.
Room's getting kind of small right now.
But I see some spots, my guy. What's going on?
I've done that before. I varnished the floor tiles in the ensuite bathroom with some waterproofing stuff. That was like that.
Yeah.
Forgot to crack a window or anything. Door was shut because I needed to fucking get in the corners.
Yeah, my favorite thing is cleaning with toilet bowl cleaner, and then you come in with like something ammonia based. You make yourself some sarin gas. Gotta love it, dude. Cleaning as a kid was a wild time. You know, I didn't know what I couldn't mix, but stuff got cleaned.
That might explain your brain
lack of brain cells. Yeah, dude.
you killed it. Is there any jobs that you guys have had in your life where, like, at its, you know, present, you're just like, oh, this is just a fucking mundane skill, whatever. And then as you, like, progress through life, you end up utilizing that specific skill way more than you anticipated? Because mine is dog bathing, right? I was a dog bather at Petco when I was in college, and it has, like, I find myself, and, like, I do such a good job that I end up having to bathe, like, family members' dogs sometimes. And then, but to that same point, I don't like smelly dogs. So, like, my dogs are always clean. They always smell good. I know how to take care of them. But, like, I just find out that I'm like, man, you know, like, I did all of that bathing of dogs for so long and, like, would go home every day and smell like a wet dog. And, like, it's just, like, that one specific skill that just keeps coming around. It's something that at first I was like, this is just a job, and now here I am, you know. What about you?
Not for me. I've been engineering for me pretty much my whole career. So,
oh, okay.
Well, I started off as a maintenance guy and then went into engineering. But,
so you've never worked in food?
Nope.
I use my skills every day, dude. Like, everything I learned from, like, Burger King, Sonic, you know, you name it. I've got cooking skills from it. You know, it's how I had to chop onions and stuff really easily. So
I'm is that like, do you appreciate that labor that you learned? No,
no. Really could have done without it, honestly. I mean,
you wouldn't have had any money. You never worked in retail, right?
I never could. They never let me. You know, they wouldn't let me around with customers. So
yeah, you got that. Yeah, you definitely have a face for kitchen, not for public. Yeah.
Dude, I took orders, though. Man, that was the most fun part about fast food is taking the orders, especially, like, at a place like Burger King where you don't have to, like, you know, it's I don't know, it's just really cool. We used to screw around with people all the time, especially, like, you know, it's like 3-4 o'clock in the morning. You got some drunk guys coming through and you pretend that you're a robot, like you're an AI, like, taking their order. Dude, it blows their minds. They have no idea how to handle it. You know, it's fun.
Cracked out on meth.
Yeah, a lot of them. Yeah, a lot of them were. Yeah.
I mean, especially that part where you were.
There was a lot of it.
So. Sort of that part where you're at now, too.
Oxycodone capital of the world, baby. You know, number one, Tennessee, baby. Let's go.
Is it still?
Oh, yeah. It's. I don't think it's ever going away, right?
I don't
know. Let me Google, like, what is where can I get oxycodone?
Yeah, yeah, that's a safe church.
Knock on
Capital.
The door. Open up.
The world of word.
Opioids. So, Jim, what's going on over in your neck of the woods? We don't ever hear about your all's news because we got a lot of shit we're dealing with over here.
Oh, have you ever? That's about all we get at the minute as well. Now, we're in something at the minute, politics-wise, called the by-election period, which is where all the sort of smaller seats and that get voted upon. So all very complicated bullshit, but a lot of people arguing. Everybody's wrong and everybody else is right. You know how it is.
Yeah.
So is Boris Johnson still like president? I heard president. That he was like, I heard he was leaving, right? I thought his prime minister, isn't it?
Have a president, fuck's sake.
Prime minister, right?
He's showing his American ignorance.
Like, I'd heard that he was going, right? He said, all right, I've had enough. I'm stepping down. Who's there now?
Rishi Sunak, who was the money guy. He was the chancellor.
Okay, I don't know that guy, but I'm sure he's doing a better job, I guess. I don't know.
Not really, but, you know. It's one of those jobs that's pretty much gone downhill from.
I guess that's the sad part, because like, I feel like Boris was really your all's like Trump, where it's like, you know, he brought a lot of eyes to the UK. They got a lot of eyes on him, but then it was like, man, people weren't watching because they liked your politics. They were watching
wrong
because they wanted to see what kind of hairdo he's going to show up with. You know,
absolutely. Well, what sort of stupid shit he was going
to
do that?
What is the perception? And we've talked to Amy a couple times. But like, what's the perception over there of the United States? Because we're very confined, right? We're the center of the universe, and like, it sucks. Like,
number one, baby.
It sucks a lot of times because like, you turn on the news, and like I talked about last week's podcast. Like, I'm just finding the inability to give a shit about almost everything. In the sense of like all of these like fake outrage things and all this like, oh, he said, and it's just like. I'm not going to go down the whole rabbit hole of like how terrible the political system is here. And like, it's awful, but like, is it as bad? We live in it, right? We live in it every day, but is it as bad to you all as it is for us? Or is it like a goddamn like train wreck that you just can't look away from?
Well, I think nowadays with social and being able to connect to everybody, you get a bit of a better view of it. But in general, sort of general view news wise, it's more just, look at them dickheads over there.
Yeah.
They think they're so good.
Can you believe we lost to these fucking guys 400 years ago?
Jesus Christ. Yeah, what are they doing? They can't even organize like an election.
It was the French that beat us, incidentally.
That's fair. And that's history.
Listen, we threw all your tea in the river because we said, fuck your tea. We drink coffee here.
I feel like, but honestly, it's bigger problem was like the pollution we were bringing on back then. You know, just
nah, dude. You
river.
Gave all those fish and dolphins that they got highs on that caffeine, dude.
Yeah,
definitely.
I wonder what wonder what tea was like 400 years ago as compared to now.
Probably a bit more floral, a bit more herbal. It was Chinese, wasn't it? So
yeah,
that's a good.
It was probably like chill out shit. It was like fucking sip your tea and chill. Yeah. Like chamomile or whatever.
Sounds like more fun, honestly.
I hate it. I cannot stand the stuff, to be honest. My wife drinks it by the bucket.
What, tea?
Yeah.
You're a coffee man?
Like,
oh, yeah.
It's blasphemous, isn't it? Like
black, straight up?
Nah, I have to put a bit of milk in it. Don't like it black. But I have got a Mr. Coffee, which not a lot of people in the UK bother with. Because we've all got kettles, you see.
Yeah, that's true. You're still in that 1800s technology when it comes to making your food and your drinks.
Hey, we just bought
it. You microwaving
recently,
water.
Yeah.
Isn't that funny? Like, we have all this shit here, like, you know, Mr. Coffee. We have these elaborate coffee makers, and you got fucking bougie ass people who want, you know, a French press and a kettle. And it's like, next you're going to start watching your TV on a fucking, like, a tube TV with antennas.
Maybe, you know,
if you have a walk-in freezer,
get a more authentic experience. Hey, yeah, a walk-in freezer. Yeah, now you're talking. Now you're talking.
I remember days of having to get a wire coat hanger in the back of your TV to make it work.
Good times.
Next thing we're gonna know, next project for Jacob is he's gonna dig up a giant fucking hole in his backyard and have a whale.
Don't threaten me with a good time. That's free water, okay? Until the polluted government comes in and shuts me down for free water. You can't be collecting rainwater. It can't be digging up the.
Well, Yeah, I mean, how safe is it? You know, we say like, ooh, spring water, but like, how safe is it?
People, I grew up in a town where
there was no water. Just,
well, again, there was no water. Yes, we didn't have plumbing. But they, like, for ages, I remember driving, we were on the school bus going past, like, there's several little spots where people pull over and there'd be like mountain water coming out. They'd just be collecting it in barrels or whatever. So,
you know, I have this reputation, but my grandmother lived in the Fuck Hills Mountains. That's what they were called. The Fuck Hills Mountains. I mean, on a map, you go, so like, yeah the Fuck Hills Mountains. So you literally, like, you go in from Tennessee into Virginia, right? And then you, like, make the, you, then you go down the highway that rolls, like, through Virginia into Kentucky. But you like, make a left. And then the first time I took Christina there, she was terrified. She was terrified because this was, I mean, this was, you know, we've been together for 13 years. And this was a couple years after we were together. And then it's like 45 minutes. You remember, Jacob, that video I sent you when I went to a funeral?
Yeah. Dude. Oh, that's right. Yeah. That's why it was that back in the BFE whenever, like, you couldn't get any service. And like,
so you literally go about 45 minutes into the mountains. It becomes a single lane gravel road.
Yeah. And that's like, right. That's a call.
People there were, they don't have internet. I mean, they may have it now, but like the TV was like, again, antennas and shit. And then like to take a bath, it was, my grandmother still took a bath in a sink. She didn't have running water. She had running water, but it came from a well, right? And then, like, if you had to go take a shit, you'd use the outhouse, or you had to use like a fucking, like a, like an old person's thing. But, and there was a bucket underneath, and she changed the bucket like every 2 days.
Damn, dude. Honestly, she's probably happier than all of us, though.
She's dead. She,
okay, well, definitely probably happier than all of us. So that's for sure.
But like, you want to talk about a kid who, like, that was culture shock for me. I'm like, what? Like, I hated it, dude. I hated going. What
kind of third world country did we just drive to?
Like, dude, right? And it's like, you think about it, and this was up until, I mean, mid-2000, like, teens, when she was still alive. So she was doing that then. And you think, oh, how do people live like this? And it's just like, fuck, dude. Like, we question, like, the education system and, like, how people are so gullible and dumb. And then you realize my grandmother fucking lived like that her whole life. So she's not the only one. Everybody that lives on that road is the same way. They're all that way. And then like, no one ever left. Everyone just like literally died in the house that they like grew up in. Like, their parents lived there. Their parents died. They took over the house, had the funeral in the house.
Jim, do you guys have like a UK equivalent of like rednecks? In the UK, like what would your, I don't know if that's like a, I feel like that's fine, right? Rednecks,
yeah,
is not,
of course,
not
we do,
PC,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, well, I mean, we've got a lot of countryside, so you know, and the thing is, our countryside is spotted with small towns and villages, and a lot of the time, those small towns and villages are where you'll find your rednecks. So
yeah, it's always crazy, like there's still places with villages, and it's because it's like, I think of in like terms of. Of like Civ 6 or Civ 5, right? Where it's like, you know, you haven't progressed in technology yet, and you're still like living in villages and stuff like that. It's like, dude, that's where I came from. I came from a little town in the middle of nowhere, and like, yeah, man, people came there, they lived there, and they died there, and they didn't go anywhere. They just were fine. Yeah. And it's like,
that's how it was. I mean, probably a generation or two before my generation, really, was that, you know, where people would be born, they'd stay with their parents, then they'd get a job locally, usually down a mine.
But that's weird, though, because literally, like I was talking at the very beginning, like 300 years, yeah. 400 years ago in America, like that's not how it worked. Like, you know, you had your house, and then, like, when you were old enough, you fucking left, and, like, you never saw your parents again. Whereas, that's like, it. Over there, you know, post-World War II, I guess people just, like, stayed at home, and it's like... Yeah, I don't know. It's weird. How far are you from your childhood home?
About a 20, 30 minute drive.
That's not too bad. Yeah.
Jacob's probably 20, 30 minutes as well.
About an hour. But then again, depends on traffic.
When you think of it by scale, that's, you know, it's basically on the opposite side of the county for me, which is
me. Mine's like 8.5 hours. And then my teenage home is probably 2 hours. So I got the fuck out. I could not wait to leave. So I'm aware of this story, but you'll have to explain it to me like I'm five. This Willy Wonka thing, what the fuck happened? I saw it, dude. And again, it goes back to that ability. Like, I saw it, I didn't give a shit.
Explain it to us. What happened?
Okay, so I tried reading the story on it a few times because obviously loads of pop-ups and shit, loads of clickbait, and a lot of the time that's what it turns out to be. You click on something like The Independent or The Sun or can ever, and you get pages and pages of ad pop-up ads all over your screen. Anyway, from what I can gather, some dude decided he was going to make a Willy Wonka chocolate experience in Glasgow, which is a city in Scotland. It's probably about 6 or 7 hours north of me. So it's, you know, it's up there. There's not a lot to do in that city. I think I've only been there once or twice. Anyway, digress. So what he did, and again, this is me, what I can gather of it, he got AI to create his posters and to create his scripts for his actors. And then he hired a bunch of actors. He slapped a few props and that together in a warehouse. And he started charging some stupid amount of money.
I think it was £40 per person. Not like, oh, a family and like their kids free. And like, no, every head that came in was charged like £40, which is what's like, I don't know.
About $60, isn't it?
Yeah. It's a lot of money for this experience. Yeah. So, and it was an experience. That's for sure.
Yeah. They came in and apparently it was just a big old warehouse with some stupid oversized props that looked shit.
And not just that, like they had one where like the Oompa Loompas, they're literally called Oompa Loompas.
Yep.
Like we're making the quote unquote candy, and they were definitely using what would look like to be used to make meth. Like they were, but it was supposed to be like the chocolate. They're making the candy right now, and it's like they're not making candy for kids. That's for sure. Jesus Christ!
There's a candy station where the kids were getting one jelly bean each as well.
Oh my gosh. And then like they apparently there was a point at which they his script that the AI came up with had a new antagonist, which was not in the original films. I forget what his name was, shit, but it was like, it was one of the scarier looking. It was just a person in a black trench coat with like a silver mask, but it was like terrifying. The kids were not having fun. Like they were scared of this guy.
Oh, so bizarre.
You mean that AI is not the future?
Well, that's where I was going. It's a great example of exactly what you were saying last week about people letting AI write the shit for them and thinking, yeah, that's doing a good job for me. It's not. What?
850 people came to this thing because he had 850 transactions that he's having to refund for this. 850 people showed up to this Willy Wonka experience. It's just like...
But I mean, okay, let's look at that though. Like, there's a lot to say. You said there's this, like, this guy's in, like, I don't know, is he a known grifter? Is he a fucking, you know, snake oil salesman? Like, what the fuck? How did he get... Bro, I don't know 850 people.
Billy Cole.
I couldn't get 850 people together if I was giving away money.
All I can say is there's that little to do in Glasgow.
I guess
because this is the biggest thing they've had in a while. They were like excited.
But if you think about it, I guess it's because there's like nothing to do, but is there just like no skepticism with anybody anymore? Everyone is like such an easy mark, I feel like. Is that the internet? Is that just because people are just like desperate for something to do? Because like,
I think the thing is that you see the posters of it and it looks legit. It looks really good on the posters. And, you know, what's to say that that's not what you're going to get when you get there?
But like a basic, like 5 minutes of research can tell you that like it wasn't going to be real.
Also, there's a lot of me first in this country. There's a lot of people
in your country
be the first.
In yours?
And yours, obviously.
Bro, we're the narcissism capital of the world.
And they did claim that it was
I want to do it first. That's the thing. I want to be the first to have done it. So that's where you get the clamor for the tickets. As soon as it becomes a thing, it's, I've got to do it. I've got to do it. And before you know it, you've got a phenomenon on your hands. And you've sold 800 odd tickets that you can't really fulfill. And
and it's like, to a certain extent, like, yes, they should get their money back because they were sold a bill of goods that was not, they did not get sold, but they were promised.
Should they?
I mean, at the same time, You know,
that sounds like a personal issue that they didn't do the fuck their due diligence.
Because what are they charging him at the door? It's like, what I want to know is, like, did you get inside first and scope out the scene before you started paying a ticket teller? Because, like, if you did, then it's like you saw, but the entrance, and that wasn't a lot. But if, like, they're charging him at the door, you can't. It's like a club. You know, you have to pay the cover charge before you get in. They're like, then I can understand. Like, yeah,
leave. Just leave.
I don't know, man. You know. I want to see what's going on in there, but at the same time, I don't want to pay $60 to see what's going on in there. So,
yeah, you would just turn around and be like, sorry, kids. Or actually, you'd feel guilty and take your kids in there.
Yeah, honestly, if I've got my kids there and like I've sold them on this Willy Wonka experience, yeah, I'm going to.
Then you look like a fucking asshole.
Through. Yeah, well.
What, you know? You're in a lose-lose situation. You take them, and it's a fucking giant waste of time. You don't take them, and you look like an asshole because you didn't take them.
Do we have a second for like a little walk down memory lane? Because like, I don't, sure. If my dad's listening, God, he's gonna love this so much. We had one Christmas, right? And my dad, I feel so bad for my dad because at the end of the day, he wanted to do something with his family, right? Me and Shelby were together. I don't think Shelby came actually, which was like a great, but
story
my dad
of her life.
Was like, this guy.
It was right there. It was a layup.
Anyways, my dad was wanting to do like one family thing. Like we never wanted to go caroling with him, you know, but he was like, hey, this time we're going to get together as a family. We're going to go tubing in Ober-Gatlinburg, right? Okay. So for those of you who don't know, there's a little place down the road called Gatlinburg. You can do like snow tubing or whatever. I think it was like,
right down the street is Sevierville where Dolly Parton was from.
Yeah, dude. It's so much fun. We spent like 2 to 3 hours in the car fighting traffic to get up there, right?
Have you been to Gatlinburg, Jim?
Yeah, have you been together?
Are you aware of Sevierville and Gatlinburg?
Nope.
It's a lot to do. Like, you should check it
out.
There's
like, sorry not to interrupt you, Jacob, but in the summertime, there's a ton of like foreign exchange students that come over and like work there.
Okay.
From like everywhere in Europe. Like they come and they work at like Dollywood and like all the like little, I don't know how to explain it. As someone who like has been around it for like the majority of my life, like it's cool, it's neat, but like it's Disneyland to a lot of people.
Okay.
There's like, honestly, yeah, because it's one of those things where like people talk about Dollywood in like the same vein as Disney World, but like there's,
and a lot of it has to do with Dolly Parton.
And I'm just like, hey, it's got cool roller coasters sometimes.
Yeah, like it's fine, but like it is an absolute
time to go to Dollywood is during the Festival of Nations when you can get the food because they have really good food during there.
I don't know, man. I would like,
and stuff's really good, but
I think Jim would love it. Like him and his wife come over here. Probably. Like it's a weird experience, but it's one of those where like it's not that special to you because you grow up around it. But like I mean, it's an insanely successful. Like people come from all over the world to go to Dollywood and Sevierville and Gatlinburg. It's wild. Anyway, sorry, well, Jacob.
I've heard of Dollywood, but yeah.
You should, bro. We could all hang out.
Yeah, we hang out.
Fuck Disney World. Stop giving that mouse all your money.
Yeah, dude.
It's much cheaper.
Give Dolly Parton money, because honestly, she's
much cheaper. And then you could hang out with us.
Yeah, but I mean, also Dolly's really cool. She's a great figure. She has a lot of stuff.
I'm just saying, he could like stop going to Orlando, take a 2.5 hour flight here. I'll pick you up at the airport, bro.
We're not doing Orlando this year. We're doing the opposite side. We're going to California.
Say hello to Ben for me, because he's out there somewhere.
Yeah, shout out Ben. Look great in your shirt.
Anyways, continue about your caroling.
Yeah.
Whole thing. Dad was going to, he wanted everybody to go tubing, right? He called this place like 3 or 4 times just to make sure that they were doing tubing, right? Because that's the whole reason we were going. We're all going to go as a family. We drive 2 to 3 hours in the car to get there, right? We get there. Guess what is not going on?
Tubing.
Tubing's not going on. My dad almost fought the attendant. Like, he was so mad, living, felt so bad for him.
So I know this story. I don't know if you've ever told it on the podcast.
I was so kind and accepting, and I didn't make fun of him at all for it. Like, it's not something that we bring up at family outings when me and my brother are like joking around with him. No, it's like we're super respectful and understand that like we feel bad for him, you know. So, oh man, shouts out to my dad if he's listening. It's a good time. It was great. So
I know this story because a similar situation happened to my dad and Zoe where he saw somewhere, and like, this is the fucking dangers of, again, going back to the Willy Wonka experience and not doing your like basic due diligence of just like taking five. If something feels fishy, if something feels off,
usually is,
go with your gut or at least look it up, because sometimes things are sus and they just happen to just, that's just the nature of it is, right? So this was, I don't know, over a year or so ago. Zoe was hanging. She went to my dad's to just like hang out or whatever. And he was going to take her to a like a petting zoo. Right.
Okay.
And he found it like on Facebook or something or whatever. And then so they went to go grab lunch and then they drove around. My dad put it in his, you know, his fucking MapQuest or whatever. And he goes out there and he ends up in this neighborhood and like was like looking around. And he's like, I don't know what this is. So then like he drove around and he comes back to the same house. He goes and knocks on the door.
Because, oh my god, you know, dude! Oh my god, I would have just taken the L and gone home.
Because I think there was like a balloons or something on our mailbox. This was like a residential house, like in a neighborhood. And like he knocks on the door and he's like, "I saw that there was a petting zoo or something," and they were like, "It's for a kid's birthday party." like not a public Shit. Birthday party.
Damn,
and that's and like, so then like puts my dad in this situation. He's like, I don't know what happened after, but I know they ended up not petting any animals.
Might
but it's just
like, might like join you.
Well, you know, I brought my granddaughter out here, you know. God, so I know my dad was really pissed off, but it's like, who's at fault?
Your dad, I think. Correct. Because yeah, there was 100% most likely some kind of information like, hey, for our kid's birthday party, we're going to be having a petting zoo.
Now, if it's a public page on Facebook.
That's different. That's not on him as much. Yeah. So. Like, where were they? There's so many. I got to talk to your dad about this because that sounds like a hilarious encounter, is what that sounds like.
But then, if it's just a page on Facebook, that's a red flag to start off with. It's not got a legit website. That's always my first. Wait a second.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. If they don't have an actual website, it's literally, I see what you're saying. Like, it's just like some like Facebook page they set up for this. God damn, dude.
Bring your kids. Bring them.
Bring the kids.
How are your streaming services over there, Jim? Because like we're getting like bent over backwards.
It's starting to get that way. We're starting to get the non-ad services are starting to be added.
And that's some bullshit.
What is this bullshit of saying, hey, we're not doing ads but for this price, and you start paying that price, and you're like, actually, we're gonna start putting ads in this price. If you have to pay even more if you don't want ads now. It's like, no, I was already doing that. Oh, man,
it's so
I don't
bad.
Like it.
It's so bad. If, you know, I mean, we get, well, I can't even tell you how many we get. I think we get a lot less than what you guys do, sort of streaming options, but it's what we get different anyway.
Nah. Like, none of them are worth a shit.
and then if you want to watch live sports, you got to pay for something like Sky Sports, which is even more expensive.
Yeah, I mean, we have that too. I know that... over here, I don't know if it's because of, you know, like TV contracts and shit, but like basically it's like NBC, ESPN, Disney, like all these, they're all like joining together for like a super streaming like platform for just sports. And it's just like, that's a neat idea, but like I already have that. I have Hulu and I have ESPN Plus. Like I already have it. Like, you know, like I don't.
Yeah, until they start getting together and limiting what you can actually get.
It's almost enough to make you want to go back to like cable programs, right?
It's like, so funny because cable's just sitting back like they just took the punches, bro. They just took the punches. Everyone was like, yo, we're cutting the cord. Yo. And all these streaming services got greedy as fuck.
It does feel very similar to like what's going on with like Xbox and Game Pass, right? Where it's like everybody's like, yeah, you know, we're going to pay for Game Pass because they got all our games and shit. And then it's like once everybody goes to Game Pass and they start jacking the price up, then it's like, oh, wait, that's not good, actually. This is not.
You mean it's not okay for one entity to own 60% of the industry and all its publishers? Oh,
all
what do you
cable
mean?
Companies are just laughing.
It's the Jennifer
right
Lawrence
now,
thing. Like, yeah. What do you mean? What do you mean?
It's in Thanos. It's the Thanos meme too, where cable companies are like coming crawling back and look where it led you, right back to me.
But you just hate it, Alex, because you're just a Sony fanboy and you're not okay with Microsoft winning. Yeah, who wins in the end? Fucking nobody, right? And it's all your all's fault.
We need everything Miles for free. Sure. So.
Well, for free in the UK, if you get what's referred to as a dodgy stick. And stream a football match on a Saturday afternoon. Allegedly, you can now go to prison for it.
God, dude, man.
The fuck? What are you in for? Yeah, I killed somebody. What are you in for? Oh, I watched Man U Liverpool on Saturday afternoon. What? Really?
It's like that, like in the early like 2010s when everyone was on Pirate Bay, and like the government would send out like they would send out copies on Pirate Bay.
Yeah, we talked. Yeah, Alex had to dump his entire hard drive into a river because the government was coming for him.
I don't even know what it was, because like what I would do is like on a Saturday I'd go to the library or wherever, and I would go not on my IP address because I was smarter than that. And I would just download a shit ton of new movies and put it on this fucking terabyte. And then, like, and I just happened to get one that was, it was too clean, boy. It was too clean. And it was something
that downloaded really quick. That's crazy.
Do you remember all the Napster shit when that happened with the Metallica?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And I mean, and like, I get it. I understood at that time, you know, when that happened, everyone was like so against Lars, be like, oh, but like, I get it, you know, I get it. Like, he's
absolutely,
but it's so funny because everyone was against him, even though like he was correct, because everybody wanted free shit, everybody wanted their fucking LimeWire Napster shit.
Also, partly because he's a massive dickhole.
Well, there's that too. That doesn't help your cause when you're an unlikable person, even if you are correct. The people seem to like gravitate, like you can be a grifter as long as you're like, you know, I mean, you don't even have to have redeeming qualities. The United States
charismatic. It's got to be charismatic.
You just have to seem like you give a shit, even though like anyone with like a pea sized brain could tell you that like that's not true. Anyways, I don't want to go down all that. Charlotte the Stingray. Have you heard about Charlotte the Stingray? Because apparently it's a world phenomenon that no one knows about.
Okay, again, it goes back to like me being on TikTok and like what's actually popular. Is it's got like hundreds of millions of views? Does that mean that everybody's seen it? Obviously not. But there's a stingray, right, hanging out in Charlotte, North Carolina. Or no, not Charlotte, North Carolina. What which part of North Carolina is it again?
It's Hendersonville. Oh,
Hendersonville. Shouts out Hendersonville,
that's
North Carolina.
That's where my wife's family is, some of them.
Well, they've got it. This, I don't know if it's an aquarium, but it's like some kind of study team where they study fish and they have an aquarium wherever they are, right? So apparently, the stingray lives in an aquarium with a bunch of other sharks and a bunch of other stingrays, but there's no other male stingrays in the aquarium with them, right? So that's where all this starts, right? So it's just a little female stingray swimming around a bunch of other female stingrays and a bunch of sharks. There's some dude sharks hanging out. Well, this stingray has fallen pregnant, right? Like it's an illness.
Whoa.
It's mysteriously now pregnant, even though it doesn't have like a male mate to do all that with, right? So like so TikTok takes this by storm. It's blown up into this whole thing because she's been seen with like little bite marks on her, which apparently people are thinking that we're gonna get our first stingray slash shark hybrid, or it's going to be Stingray Jesus. It's one of the two. Like, it did make me pause for a second, because I was like, you know, the Christians are always talking about like Jesus coming back. And I do think that it would be super hilarious if he comes back as a stingray, honestly, because you think about it, like, goddamn, that's funny. That's a show right there. Like Stingray Jesus. But apparently stingrays can do this thing called parthenogenesis pregnancy, where it's like basically makes a clone of itself inside itself. And it shoots it out as a baby, so that's pretty cool. Oh. But I think Komodo dragons do that as well, if I'm not mistaken. One of the lizards does that, and it's like the only thing is like I think they're I don't know if they're sterile or they're always female. I think it's they're always female, which can lead to like the species dying out, because like then it's just like shooting out a bunch of females and doesn't have any way to like repopulate. So
many times at work, I wish I could do that.
Right?
What, clone yourself or
yeah.
Or get yourself pregnant?
Five or six. All that, well, you know.
Hell yeah, dude. I've always talked about how I wish I could get myself pregnant.
But like the thing that I don't like about the clickbaity article is that Charlotte the Stingray, now a worldwide celebrity. Go fuck yourself. No, it's not. Like,
okay, but then again,
there's three people in here, and one of them is in a different country, and he has no fucking idea.
But I mean, but the whole East Coast knows.
No, they don't.
Apparently, you're
shit. I have motherfucker. I have family.
Ask your wife when you get off the pod about Charlotte Stingray. See if she knows, because I know she's on TikTok every now and then. So
yeah, but I have family in Henderson.
I don't know how Al and his Gore's rhythm works. Okay, but I saw it somehow, and they were like,
based on
they
your location, Hendersonville is like 3 hours from here.
Yeah, but still, I've never once looked up a stingrays or haven't any. I've never shown any interest in stingrays for it to be like, hey, there's this stingray. Listen, that's
the only time I ever knew about a stingray was fucking Steve Irwin. So
Steve Irwin.
Yeah, and I'll never talk to another stingray again because that shit was unacceptable. All right, how fucking dare they? Honestly,
I swam with some once, freaked my wife out to hell. It was, I'll say it was hilarious, but that won't be very nice.
Is it Rob Irwin? It's his son. His son looks exactly like him. He's honestly, he's channeling his inner Steve Irwin.
His daughter Bendy looks like him too. But like the whole thing, like the ocean, again, very, very adamant. I don't like the ocean. It's scary. It gives me the
basilophobia.
Yeah, I don't like it. Like just the, it's dark. It's there's a lot of unknown in there, you know, and like it's pretty.
The bloop sure. isn't there, and I don't fuck with the bloop, dude.
Yeah, so. And there's like the thing is, and like we all know this, we know more about like the vastness of goddamn space than we do our own fucking ocean, and like they're always constantly finding new creatures in the deep, and it's just like, no, like I don't, like the fact that there are still hundreds of species. That they're literally finding, like there's an article that just came out about all these new creatures, and it's just like, who's to say that there's not like, you know, some fucking giant phantom death lurker in there that, you know, that's like has the ability to camouflage like the predator, and just like, you know, that's what's in the Bermuda Triangle. Dude, that's why everyone disappears.
You see, cuttlefish are fucking scary as shit. They could
The one with the light in front of them?
No, that's the anglerfish. The cuttlefish is like what looks like a squid, but it's like not cuddly at all. It's actually very poisonous. It'll kill you. So I don't know.
Like most things in the sea, really.
Yeah. And that's the thing. I don't want to swim in the sea.
You're in the sea. You feel something touch your leg. Fucking, I'm up. See you later.
Yeah, because again, you're in the sea and something touches your leg. Like they have all the other parts of the ocean to swim in. I can only assume that they're there to eat me. It's like why I feel them right now.
Yeah, again, because that's why I was never a lake rat, because I can't see. And I played Resident Evil 4 and it terrified me the rest of my life that there's something in the deep.
I'm an
ocean snob. I like the Caribbean because I can stand chest high and see what's around me. Now, if there's a shark, I'm dead regardless, but like at least I'll see it. I don't like not knowing. It's the fear of the unknown, right? Like it'd be like being in a black abyss, just like a black pool, like black water, and it's just like no, like that's scary, dude. I don't like it. No thank you. But I'm trying to cut this a little short because I got somewhere else to go. So before we leave, two things. Jim, are you working on a new album?
Yes, literally a couple of days ago, started putting some track ideas together. And this one is not going to be instrumentals.
Are you singing
vocal with it?
I'm going back to my roots and doing some thrash.
Yeah,
dude. like all your albums, honestly, bangers. I love them.
Cheers,
I dig them.
Thank you.
It's so much fun. Honestly, we still have the CD in the car. It's the only CD we have in our car because we don't have CDs a whole lot. But nonetheless, it's still in the car right now. And every now and then, I accidentally flip over to the CD player and listen to it. So
accidentally.
Cool. Yeah, because honestly, like most of the time, I'm just using my phone. But then I like press the button too many times and it's like the CD. I'm like, oh, okay, hey, I'll give it a listen again.
Oh, yeah, of course. Cool. That's great. I like to hear that. That's really cool. It's when you check your streaming data and you look that in a year you've made about sort of 40 pence, you think, oh, fucking great, yeah, what's the point of that? But then
it's more than we've ever made on streaming, so you know, you do it better than us.
You spend a year of your life putting together a fucking comic book, you know, it's 10 months of work for 10 minute endorphin hit. Mm-hmm. I get it. Yeah, like it, absolutely. You know, even if, and then as if you're like thorough reading a comic book, 10 minutes max, like that's, unless you just like zone out and just like get lost in the art or something, like, you know, it's, you know, it's a lot of work for not a lot of reward, but the reward in that sense is monetary.
Well, it's definitely going to be the inspo for a track anyway. I can assure you that.
Awesome.
I just need to read it
before we wrap it up, though. We got to get out of here with a top five.
Four, three, four, five.
Okay, so 1 and 2 and 3 and 4 and 5.
There you go. Now yeah, I won't have to add the. Yeah, I'm gonna leave it. I'm leaving it in.
Awful.
By your request, it was the top five places that don't exist.
Yes.
We've sort of done this before, I think, with like our favorite fictional places.
But it's also you know, it's a better one this time.
It's fine. Who wants to go first?
Jim, you want to be our guest? Go first. You know?
Yeah, go for it. Yeah. So I've got a couple of honorable mentions. I've got Los Santos, which is a place that I've spent a lot of time in the past couple of years. I only discovered that a few years ago. My bud at work's been playing it for absolutely forever, and he's been trying to get me on it, finally. Yeah, okay, that's cool. So my other one is Midsummer Worthing. Is that a place that has any meaning to you guys?
I know that Midsummer is like the movie that was terrifying, and it was like really dark and stuff, and it's scary.
No,
so
it's nothing to do with that. So there's a TV show in the UK called Midsummer Murders, and that is what was the original inspiration for Hot Fuzz.
Okay.
So,
all right.
So that's kind of that one. It was John Nettles who was the main star in it. He's not in it anymore. I think it's still running as well. It's just a really shitty murder mystery show, but my wife loves that sort of
stuff. So it's like Columbo.
Yeah, but in a
or Murder She Wrote.
Yeah, more like Murder She Wrote. Yeah, but in a
murder. I like the way you say murder.
Murder.
We're talking about murder. Murder.
Murder. Murder. Murder.
There's more guns in the country than there are in the city. Yeah, like who? Farmers.
Everyone in their mums.
Farmers.
Farmers. Farmers' mums. Oh, set the apple cart. Anyway, so. Number five, I'm going to go for Sunnydale from Buffy.
Okay.
That watched a lot of that back in the day. And then number four, Sunnyvale Trailer Park. Familiar with that at all?
Trailer Park Boys? Yeah, there we go.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Love that show. Very weird and funny. Stupid Canadians.
Did you watch Letterkenny? You should watch Letterkenny. Yeah. If you like Canadian.
If you like Trailer Park Boys, yeah, Letterkenny is like right up from it.
Letterkenny. Okay, I'll load that up.
And then its spinoff is Shorzy, which is about a hockey player.
Okay. I've heard of that. Yeah, okay, I'll load that up. I'll get you to message me later so I don't forget. Well, I can forget every single other thing in my life.
Same.
Number three, I've got Derry, Maine from Stephen King.
Stephen King.
Which is a scary, scary sounding place. Number two, Royston Vasey. Another UK TV show. It's called The League of Gentlemen. If you ever get a chance, check it out because that is fucked up stuff.
Is it The Extraordinary League of Gentlemen? Because I watched that like 100
times. Well, that's not
times.
What it's called.
It's so not. So not.
What are you talking about? It's exactly what it's called.
It's The League of Extraordinary Gentlemen.
Dude, it's the same thing.
No, it's not.
I've seen it both ways. So.
Yeah,
the Gentleman Extraordinary League.
Yeah, that's the
great porn
monster hunting thing, isn't it? Has that got Abraham Lincoln in it or some shit as well? I seem to remember watching that. And then my number one is Corellia from Star Wars, which is, it's always fascinated me, the idea of
Star Wars nerds.
I know, I'm a full Star Wars nerd. The idea of an entire planet that's just based on building ships and stuff and engines and all that sort of shit is, you know.
So it's like Birmingham.
Basically, yeah. Both Birminghams, really.
Birmingham.
Good Birmingham, mate.
All right. I want to go before you steal one of mine, Alex, because I know you're going to steal one.
I'm not going to steal any of yours. There's no way you have any of mine.
All right. Number one. Actually, I'm going to go from five to one.
Actually, you might have one of mine.
Going one to five, and five being the best. All right. First one.
Be the other way around. Five is the first. Number one is the best.
I had to combine the two. First one's going to be Heaven slash Hell. I thought that was funny, putting this on the list.
What, the deal?
Second. Yeah, both. I put both of them on because it's like, they're the same thing, right? Heaven and Hell. I mean, it's kind of like.
They're not the same thing. They're literally.
Ultimately, that would be a funny joke. I think it's going to be a funny joke if like you get there and it's like, oh, welcome both of them. This is it. This is both Heaven and Hell. It depends on what you make of it. And honestly, that's big. I like that. That's
two doors. They both marked H.
and you go through it and you find out that both doors lead to the same place, like the trash cans where it's like recycling and trash, and it's like you're throwing them into the same trash can. It doesn't matter. Anyways, second one.
The Flemish litter is so good.
Second one's going to be Moo Mesa, right? As a kid, I always wanted Moo Mesa from the cows on Moo Mesa. To, you know, it's great. Anyways.
Jim, do you know what he's talking about with Moo Mesa?
Nope.
The cows of Moo Mesa.
I'm assuming it's anime or something.
You guys are gaslighting me. Everybody watched the show as a kid.
The first time you ever said it, I thought you was making shit up. And then, like, I've heard it more in the last 6 months than I have in my entire life. I'd never heard of this TV show that you're talking about.
You're
what's it called?
Me right now.
Mesa. What's it called?
It's the cows of Moo Mesa, right?
Nope. No idea.
How never somebody, heard of it. Somebody, an avid lover of Westerns, doesn't know about like the one and only like cow Western that we had as a kid, as cartoons?
1992.
Baffling to me, dude.
To 93.
Definitely my childhood range.
The Dakota Dude. Colorado Kid, Marshall Moo Montana, Sheriff Terrible, Lily Bovine,
the one scene,
the Calamity Kate,
is the kid was trying. He had boots.
Was this on like PBS or some shit,
dude? I don't know. It might have been Disney Channel. I thought, but
ABC Saturday morning lineup.
Okay, there you go.
But the thing is you were like a year old when this came out.
I watched it when I was like, oh, man.
What did you watch it on? Like the fucking free, that free TV that you got on your bunny ears?
It was like Dish Network or some shit. I don't know, dude.
Anyways, go ahead. I swear to God, I'm not gaslighting you. Until I met you and until you brought it up like 6 months ago, I'd never heard of the show in my life.
Number three is going to be Azeroth, right? Everybody wants to take a trip to Azeroth.
Nobody wants to go there.
Yeah, still got places to discover on that planet. Number four, gonna be Letterkenny. Yeah, because Azeroth's the entire planet. Then you got Kalimdor is like the Horde starting area. Generally, like the Horde start there, right? Then you have the Eastern Kingdoms, which is like the Alliance side. But then also there's Northrend, there's Pandaria that's been hiding for a while. You've got the Sunken Isles. You know, you got it's a whole thing. Anyways, number four is going to be Letterkenny. I wish that like I know that it's an actual place, but it's like
no, it's not.
Know, like the it's like
it's a, based on a place in
yeah. I think going to the actual
Ontario, but like it's not Letterkenny is not a it's a fictional town.
Who's to say, honestly, you know?
Well, Jared Kiso is to say, since he's the fucking creator of the show.
Loki, who's to say, though? You know? Who knows? And number five, the best one's probably going to be The Lands Between. Like, it's fucking cool. I don't know. It's from the Elden Ring. It's The Lands Between.
So, spoiler alert, none of yours are on mine.
Okay, cool. I didn't know if Letterkenny was on yours as well. You know?
No, I didn't even think about it because I went to high school with some of those people, so... Like Letterkenny is kind of real.
It's like not... a simple town, you know. There's like a
yeah. I went to high school with some of those people, the Hicks, Jocks, Skids.
Yeah, all those people. Yeah, they were all those school, people. So, yeah.
For me, number five, Atlantis. It's a lot of water talk, you know.
It's real. I don't know why you're saying this.
It's not real. It would be terrifying. Like which version of Atlantis do you get? But
the Aquaman version.
Well, I mean, yeah, maybe.
Or just the newest, in general, just the in general, newest Aquaman like, version.
Like, where would it be? Where is it rumored to be? Is it in the Atlantic or Pacific?
Yeah, it's middle of the Atlantic between Europe and America.
I mean,
maybe the Bermuda Triangle. Honestly, who knows what's down there? So,
it's entirely possible. Number four would be fascinating to visit, but it would be an absolute nightmare to live, and that would be Rapture from BioShock.
Okay. Yeah. Isn't that the same as Atlantis?
No.
It's underwater.
Okay.
That's Atlantis. Atlantis' whole thing is that it's a city underwater. So I mean, like Rapture and Atlantis are kind of the same.
I mean, just because they're so London and LA is the same because they're both on.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly the same. They're both big cities. They're the same. They both have diverse populations. So.
Oh, so the Alliance and the Horde are the same team.
Now, yeah, if you get down to the nitty and gritty, because we are technically working toward the new goal of like saving the spirit that lives on our planet. So like honestly, like we are kind of like hand holding. We are kind of the same. So
you're just doing that to
yeah. I'm definitely being I'm going against the grain right now. But
but the thing about it, so Atlantis. Okay, let me explain the fundamental difference. Atlantis is in the ocean, whereas like mermen and shit live. They breathe underwater, whereas Rapture is buildings underneath in the water. They can't breathe the water.
Okay, that's fair.
So it's an underground. You know, like you will, because I'm right.
I'll allow it.
Oh,
Number three is El Dorado, aka the City of Gold.
From the popular movie El Dorado.
Yes, because that's where it came from and not the other way around.
The kids movie, El Dorado. Yes.
Yeah, it's not like every, you know, adventure movie involves finding El Dorado.
Never heard of any other one, you know? So.
Well, you're not a very like cultured person, so that checks out. Secondly, now this is a toss up between like one I would live in and the other one I would not live in, but it would be really cool because of the person that like protects it, and that's Gotham City. Like, I don't want to live there, but to be a bystander that's like, oh shit, there goes fucking Two-Face. Oh shit, there's Clayface. Oh my gosh, the Joker's on another spree. Guess I can't go to work today. And then you see a rich mass man just beating the shit out of everybody. That'd be pretty dope. Because it's kind of like America, except that like we don't have a Batman.
That's fair. Yeah. Well, I mean, yeah.
We have the crazy clown that's running around stealing people's money.
We could have Batman. Honestly, we could have Batman, but it's just like instead he wants to dump all his money to Twitter. So whatever you want to do, buddy. Okay.
No, that's yeah. I mean that. Yeah. Anyways,
he has the same amount of money as Batman, I assume. So you know,
both were inherited. So
that's fine. What I'm saying, man.
One actively tries to do good, and the other one actively does not.
He tries to do the exact opposite, actually.
He's the exact opposite of Batman. You know what? I'd have a little bit more respect for him if he would dress up and be a vigilante.
That's what I'm saying.
Saving people. And number one, the number one not real place, and it helps that it was filmed in a real place, which is obviously Middle Earth. It just seems like the raddest place.
Fuck, missed it. I should have picked it.
I thought you were going to.
I should have, dude. I can't believe that I forgot about Middle Earth.
Yeah, God it just damn. Seems like the most badass, like surreal. Like, I simply want to go to New Zealand because I want to walk amongst Middle Earth.
I want to build a hobbit hole absolutely. Because of the film. So,
like, you know, I knew that New Zealand was a thing before the movies came out when I was 11 years old. But, like, once you see the movie and you're like, oh, yeah, they filmed all this on location in New Zealand. And it's like, bruh, like there are places it's in the world real, that look like this. Like, oh fuck, like, you know, but it's one of those things too where like if you go to New Zealand, you also got to go to Australia. You got to do the both of them for us Americans, you know, where we have to like, you know, portion out our PTO. We don't get months on end of just take fucking vacations like you do, Jim.
Months.
Okay,
I get 28 days to use wisely.
That's a whole ass month, dog.
It's the whole month of February. We get like 2 weeks in a handshake, bro.
Yeah, if I was to take if I was to take 28 days off of work, they'd fire me.
We don't even have paid maternity leave in this country, bro.
I don't think I can accrue 28 days worth of PTO. So
if you'd stop taking random days off, Jacob.
I can do what I want. It's my
people's like sick situation as well. The hospital bills and that. It's like fucking hell. How do you cope? Well, anyway.
How do we live this way? Yeah, it's a great question.
Just don't get sick. Don't get hurt.
Yeah, don't get sick, bro. Don't have any kind of bro.
Don't have any accidents. Okay. Don't have kids. Oh. Please don't have kids. That's the quickest way to go bankrupt.
Oh, your parents destroyed the economy and made the housing market unlivable for people our age. Maybe you should just work two jobs, you lazy fuck.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Have cereal for breakfast. God damn.
Just eat cereal for breakfast.
Get your money in. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe you should just pull yourself up by your bootstraps and just work harder, invest better, bro. Okay.